Outspokenly is a place where you can come and you don't have to worry about, you know, being hesitant to speak your mind. More so, you're encouraged to speak your mind. And I feel like we're trained to lie. We're trained to, you know, not tell the truth about how we feel because we're supposed to worry about what people think, or we're supposed to fit in what society wants us to do. And I don't want to do that. I don't feel like that's organic. And in order to have like organic relationships with yourself and other people, you have to be outspoken. You have to speak what's on your mind, say what you feel. But living in this type of society and in this generation, when you express yourself, you know, people think you crazy. People think, you know, you weak. And I don't feel that there's any truth in that. And I used to believe that. So now I want to, you know, speak my truth. And I want others to feel like they can speak their truth too. And I know doing this is not easy because, like I said, we are trained to do the opposite of this. So I want this to be a safety zone for people that, you know, can listen to what I'm saying and actually, you know, relate to me and want to come out and share, you know, their thoughts, their mind. And if some people are not, you know, at that level where they're able to do that, then at least I know that people are listening and they're starting to be open-minded to just being honest and being truthful with themselves and what's going on in the world around them. So this is definitely a safety zone. And we talk about a number of things here. There is no judgment. You know, it's all about learning from each other. Like, you know, through relationships, personal experiences, mental health, all that nature. Like, this is a learning experience for everybody to grow. So it's like, even if I gotta look crazy, or even if people might think like, wow, like, I can't believe she really just said that, that's fine. Somebody gotta do it. And it all starts with somebody starting off first. So, welcome. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Outspokenly. So, on this week's episode, I'm gonna be doing things a little bit different. Usually when I do a podcast episode, I have a special guest to talk with me with like certain topics and just address certain issues or in like society standards and things to that nature. But this week in particular, I felt the need to sit down and just chat on my podcast on a solo tip. Throughout these last couple of weeks, I have been, you know, going through the motions and running into certain experiences, and I feel like really, really called to just share those experiences and the lessons that I have learned with my audience. So these last couple, I'm not even going to just say weeks, I'll say months or so, I've been going through like a huge transition in my life. And even though there's so much growth in these transitions that I'm going through, I found myself feeling like really, really sad about where I was heading in life. And the weird thing about it is that these transitions that I was making were for the greater good. They were things that I actually wanted. They were things that I actually prayed for, things that I wrote down on my goals list, you know. It's not like it was bad transitions for me in no shape or form. Like, it was all positive. But even though these things were positive, I found myself feeling really sad about how things were going along. And when I started feeling like this, I was trying to figure out why. And I even had friends ask me, like, how can you sit down and pray for something? How can you sit down and say repeatedly over and over again, these are things that you want, and then when they come to you, you are stressed out, you are overwhelmed, you are feeling as if you don't know if you made the right choice. Like, how can you say that? Like, you know, you should be proud of yourself. Like, how is it that, you know, I'm more proud of you or I'm more happy for you than you? Like, why don't you feel the emotions that you should be feeling that's attached to the things that you desire? And it took me a while to sit with that because one part of me was thinking like, okay, well, maybe the things that I thought I wanted, I didn't really want. Or the goals that I really thought that I wanted to reach. Once, you know how they say when you always want something, but it's not as good as it's not as good once you get it. You know, it's always better to want than when you actually grasp it and have it. And a part of me was thinking maybe that was the case for me. Like, maybe I romanticize certain goals so much that when it was actually time to have them, they really wasn't as important to me or as effective as I thought they were going to be. And maybe that's why I wasn't happy, because maybe I felt, you know, a sense of disappointment, or maybe I felt a sense of expectations of how I thought exactly it was going to be, and it didn't reach those avenues, which probably made me sad. But as time went on, I started realizing it wasn't that the things that I got wasn't as great, because some of the things that I asked for was exactly what I asked for. It was, some of them was even better. So it wasn't that my expectations wasn't met. I came to the conclusion that it had everything to do with my comfort zone. It had everything to do with being afraid of what these new aspects in life were going to do for me. I know what I wanted them to do, if that makes sense. I know that me getting a new job, or, you know, in a higher ranking was going to bring me more money, was going to bring me a bigger network, was going to help me connect with different people, expand my horizons outside of my hometown. I knew that was something that it was going to bring me, and that's exactly what I was seeking after. That's what I wanted. So I knew what I wanted out of it, but I also didn't know what was on the other side of that. Meaning, like, does that mean when I make these new connections, I'm going to be letting go of, you know, old connections? Or is this going to drift me away from the people that I'm close to now? Will this make me essentially move out of my whole hometown? How am I going to navigate in this new environment with different people that I don't know? Would I be considered an asset like I am to the current job that I am now? Like, these is all the questions that was going through my head. So when it came time for me to step into the new situation, I wasn't really focusing on and really emphasizing enough what it was going to bring. I was so focused on what I was going to lose, what I was going to have to let go of in that process. And that was really scary for me. It was very overwhelming for me, because I found myself being in a position for so long where I knew how to navigate through. I knew what to do. I knew the people. I knew what to expect. I've been in situations, especially in terms of my job, where I've been there for so long, it just became predictable after a while. So to be in a space like that and to just be on autopilot and just automatically know what to do, and then being in a situation where you really do not know what to expect, had me feeling like a fish out of water, 100%. But I also had to remember that the reason why I did decide to take this step is not because of just the opportunities that it was going to bring, but because I felt like I needed to be challenged. I felt like being in a situation where everything is so predictable made me bored. It caused me to start being lazy. It caused me to feel like, oh, I don't got to do this, I don't got to do that, because I know that I could do X, Y, Z, and that's going to bring me this. You know, like, I didn't feel the need to be better than where I was already at, because I knew that in the position where I was at my job, that I knew that I was in a good standing. I knew that I was considered one of the best, you know? So I feel like in the last year or so, I'm like, I could be better than this. Like, I could be way better than this. But I didn't have no desire to be, because the environment that I was in. So I had to put myself in a position amongst other people who had more knowledge than me, that were doing better than me, that was smarter, faster, whatever. And being amongst a whole bunch of people who have that type of status around you, it just makes you want to do way more. And as much as I knew that and I wanted that feeling when it would come time to do it, definitely my comfort zone started taking over, and it wanted to take over the whole situation and just make me back out of it. And I learned that when it comes down to you wanting to level up and you wanting to be a better version of yourself, I really learned how much your comfort zone will really try to sabotage what it is that you're trying to move forward and do. And even though that sabotaging comes from our mind, even though it comes from our thoughts, it sometimes is so hard to try to like take grip of that and control it, because I'm learning through the process that like our bodies is used to comfort. Our bodies is used to a routine. And when we go out of that routine, our body kind of goes into a little bit of a panic. So like our minds is wrapped around doing things that makes us safe. So that's why it's so hard for people to get out of the things that they are comfortable with, because the second that you do, you try to switch something up, you got anxiety. And sometimes that anxiety can make you, you might mistake that anxiety for intuition. You know what I'm saying? Like you might think that anxiety is giving you an intuitive notion that things is not going to work out for you. But in all reality, your mind just trying to get you back to what it knows. So that process of getting out of your comfort zone is really a very hard, tough battle, because you're physically and you're mentally battling with what you want and what your body wants to just tell you to do. And that shit is so, it's very hard and it's very overwhelming, because you would think that in moments where you're supposed to be the happiest, when the best things in your life are happening to you, I'm talking about when you beat depression or when you get a new job opportunity or when you no longer have financial issues or your love life is starting to do better, like all the things that everybody in this world be looking for and be wanting and having, you would think that when those things start coming to you, you'll be happy. But it's so crazy how you'll find yourself in those moments being sad, feeling depressed, feeling lost. When you have all the guidance all around you, you'll be so surprised. And that's literally how I was feeling these last couple weeks. Like, these last couple weeks were so hard for me. And I just couldn't come to grips with how is everything seeming so hard when this is probably the most simplicity I ever have had in life, period. Like, things are literally flowing the way I want them to flow. And my body was so attached to being in survival, struggling, like praying my way out of setbacks, praying my way out of better, like just better days. Like, how can it be that I'm sitting here legit feeling depressed over positivity? Because my body was just so accustomed to that. And it was looking for excuses and it was looking for ways to get me back into the space that I don't want to be a part of. And I learned that when you get out your comfort zone, you're going to grieve over things that's, you're going to grieve. Like, and I realized that you can still grieve even when it comes to things that's positive, even when it comes to success, because anything that you are attached to, anything that you are attached to is going to be hard to let go of. And whether it's positive, whether it's negative, it doesn't matter. Like, letting go of something is still going to form some type of sadness. So even though I was letting go of lazy habits, even though I was letting go of self-doubt, even though I was letting go of all the things that stood in my way, it still made me sad, because I'm walking away from a version of myself. And no matter what, like, I learned to love myself in so many different forms that even though I know that wasn't the best version of me, like, I still love that person. Like, I still love Arteria with the excuses. I still love Arteria who held herself back, that was stood in her own way. I still learned to love her and care for her and be gentle with her until she can get to the point of saying, no, this is what we're going to do now. And so to let go of something that I love, a part of me that I love, it did bring sadness to me, because I'm literally finding myself shedding off different parts of myself, literally shedding off a different mindset, literally shedding off trauma, pain, whatever. Like, it's just a different feeling. So I just had to really come to terms with myself and really be honest about where I was at and how I was feeling. But also I had to learn to really be gentle with myself in this moment and not tell myself that I'm stupid and not tell myself that I'm being ungrateful because I'm not happy in a moment when I feel as though I should be happy. Like, changing yourself is such a scary thing because when you go to make changes to be a better person, to be honest with you, you have to lock it and hold it. Like, once you unlock a new level of yourself, you have to set the bar even higher to stay at that status, to stay at that rank. And doing that comes with a lot of work. Doing that comes with a whole lot of discipline. It comes with, you know, wanting to go out, but you know that if you go out, you need to be in the house by this time. It comes with saying no to people that you care the most about. It comes with distance of, it comes with separation. It comes with so many different things that it's like a culture shock. It's like, what the fuck? You start forming into this person that's doing all these different things and it's so great, but it's like, wow, like so many little things can change your life tremendously. And as you start going through certain motions of life, you kind of do have to change your life in so many dynamics. And that is very hard to do because it can get lonely. It can get scary. And once you get to that point, it really can feel like You don't know who you are anymore. And you really sometimes just don't want to let go. You just want to keep what you have. Like, so I had to learn that in those moments, even when I was feeling sad, even when I was feeling depressed, that I honestly was happy for myself. I was definitely happy for myself and I was definitely proud of myself. And right, like, definitely, like, you know, telling my friends, like, yo, like, I finally made that move. Like, I told you I was going to look for this new opportunity, like this new job or whatever, and I got it. And it's like, you know, I'm happy enough to the point that I'm telling people about it. Like, I feel like I could brag on myself, or I could tell people, like, yay, just by the way, like, I've been in the gym for 60 days. Like, you see me, you know? But I was essentially happy that I was making these moves and I was doing all these different things. I definitely was, but internally, oh my gosh, I could not, like, really connect with it, if that makes sense. I couldn't fully connect with it. I had to basically tell people what was going on and keep saying it out loud to really affirm to myself, like, yo, you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. I had to fight against my comfort zone telling me that things are not that great this way. And I learned this, like, this is not even just in terms of this point in my life right now, but I have learned that any time in my life where things was supposed to be, where I was supposed to be happy, I found myself feeling sad and feeling depressed, and I really couldn't understand why. And it's like, you don't know what's next. Like, once you step into that unknown, you're not knowing what's next for that or what is going to come out of that. That shit does make you feel sad. It really does. Like, I experienced this even in college. Even when I was in college and I graduated college, everybody walking around so happy. You got this degree. I'm so proud of you. And I was proud of myself, but I was sitting here thinking, like, damn. So what's going to happen when I work in this career? What's going to happen when... Do I have to act like this now? Am I supposed to be this way now? Is it supposed to be like that? Like, I had so many different questions of what it meant, because I knew that once I walked into that school, who I was. But when I walked out, I'm like, I don't know who this girl is. I'm a totally different person. And I don't even know how I'm going to coexist with certain things and certain people now, because I haven't even came to terms with the new version of myself that I created. Because as I was going through those motions, I started realizing how to go after what I want and how to discipline myself better and how to keep going And even when life's smacking the shit out you, you just got to keep fighting back. Like, I really learned resilience in those moments. And I knew that it was really no real turning back from that. And it happened so fast. Like, when you going through that journey or whatever, like, yes, you document your journey. But sometimes you be so in a flow of being a better person, you don't even realize how much you change and how much you're growing and how much you're evolving. Because you're just doing something on a day-to-day. It's something like school. Like, it's a no-brainer. Like, all right, bet. Like, you know, I got work to do. I got to go to class. All right, bet. So I'm going to go to class these semesters, whatever. I got homework. Boom. I know I got to study. Cool. I know I got an essay. I'm going to write. Like, you just so wrapped up in what you know you got to do. And you just hitting these deadlines. You're not realizing, like, the things that you have been dodging or what distractions you may have cut off to get that done. Like, I didn't realize until I graduated college, like, how much out the loop I was from a lot of shit. Like, I didn't know what was going on in my hometown. Like, when parties and events and stuff and certain things was going on, I didn't know what was going on with that. Like, I didn't know this person had a baby. This person did this. This person did. Like, I didn't know none of these things because I didn't realize that this activity or this academic that I'm involved in and invested in is taking up so much of my time. It wasn't even like I literally just dead ass was like, here go distractions, let me snip them out. It was just that I was so focused on what I had going on. The distractions was just, they just couldn't touch me. I just couldn't even find myself wrapped up in it. And when that was over and my time was freed up, I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself now. So, yeah, like, what do I do? Like, who do I chill with? Because I was so busy, shit, I'm not going to say tarnish my friendships, but my friendships kind of started, fading into black because I didn't have time to be on the phone and talk all the time. I didn't have time to chill all the time. It was a lot of things I didn't have time to do. So things just started becoming super different for me in a way. And when I finally had that free time, I didn't know what to do with myself. I know how to navigate. And essentially, I went back to old ways. I started being in a loop with certain things. I started knowing who this girl was doing this with, or this dude was out, started getting wrapped up in all that. Because before, when I was in school, that's what I was wrapped up in. So now that I got time on my hands, I got myself into shit that I literally found myself not needing to be around. And I bring up this story to say that you have to really be careful when it comes time to your comfort zone and that voice in your head coming to you trying to tell you, like, yo, like, go this way, go back that way, go back where you came from. You have to really be super fucking strong because it's so simple to go back to old ways, even though you know that's not the best thing for you. It's so simple because your mind is dead ass wired around being comfortable. It's wired around being safe. And we as humans gonna do whatever we can to protect ourselves. We build walls up. We do different things to protect ourselves daily. Like, that is just our animal instinct to protect ourselves from anything that can hurt us, anything that can make us feel insecure. We put a shield over that because we do not like walking around being like fully vulnerable. So you have to really sit down and allow yourself to just take a step back and not listen to that and realize that that safety that you want to feel will cost you later on in life. And I brought up that story about how I was in college because I wasn't fully mentally strong enough, or I'm not even going to say I wasn't mentally strong enough. I can't even say that I wasn't mentally strong enough. I won't say that. What I would say is, in those moments, I really did not know how to slowly weave myself out of my comfort zone. Whereas now, I'm recognizing that's just what the mind does. I have way more knowledge to know that the mind is very tricky and our mind is a program.
And we are programmed to be small. We are programmed to doubt ourselves. We are programmed to talk ourselves out of things that we really want to be like the majority. We are programmed to be like the majority throughout high school, throughout all the different things that we are come across. Like, we're not really programmed to dream big, to think big, things like that. Like, even when you tell somebody an opportunity or something that you got going on and it's something real big, it's very few people that's going to be like, oh my gosh, that's such a good idea. Go for it. You're going to have probably, unless you establish a circle where you have people who think like that or learn the power of thought in their mind and what they speak into. If you go out into the world and you talk to random people and you ask them, you know, you tell them this big idea, you tell them this big dream that you have, you know that you're probably going to find people that's going to be like, oh, well, that sounds great, but what if this happens? What if that happens? Like, you know, they sprinkle negativity or bad shit or self-doubt or whatever onto what it is that you want to do. And because it's so common, because that's more common than the people that's going to tell you to go for it, for the people that's going to push you, it's so natural for you to just go in a negative aspect. It's so natural for you to just keep yourself in a cage and in a box. Like, only 1% of the world really thinks what I can do anything mindset. It's not too many people that think like that. Because the way this world is designed, the way these TV shows, the media, and all this other stuff has been designed for so long, it was holding us back. We're just now getting to the point where we are starting to see, okay, if you take things step by step or one day at a time, eventually, you know, it will become what you want it to become. We are just now starting to see that. So our minds are definitely programmed to keep us in a stagnant position, to teach us to complain rather than making solutions. You know, like that's really how things have been designed since we have known. So for me at this point in my life, for me to know that, I will say it has still been a challenge for me. But it has been a little bit easier to not go back to old ways and old habits because I know that I have to reprogram my mind against excuses. I have to reprogram myself to be okay with my comfort zone and to look at my comfort zone as more of a growth rather than me being vulnerable, me being weak. So as I'm going through these battles and these challenges, I'm finding myself just looking back at old things of where I was. And that's what's been helping me keep going. Because these days where even though I've been on my workout journey and this is something I've been wanting to do for a long time and really commit, I had to look back at old pictures and be like, damn, sis. But not even just how my body is looking, because the results is coming through, but just how I feel as a person, like just how I feel mentally, like how much stronger I am. What made me keep working out, what made me keep going is because when I started jumping into new opportunities, when I started a new job, and when I started doing all these different things in life, it happened all at once. And I can honestly say that if it wasn't for me working out, if it wasn't for me having something that literally is building me on a different level, mentally, physically, whatever, it might have been way harder not to go back to old ways, because you have to have a certain type of mindset to keep going in the gym. You have to have a certain type of mindset. And I can honestly say that in these moments, I had to find things that was going to keep me on track from moving forward. So working out has become an outlet for me to stay disciplined and to keep striving to be better each day. That is something right in itself that makes me better each day. So when it came to terms of adjusting to a new job in a situation that it's beyond overwhelming, because I started learning all those skills from being in a gym, I was able to take that and apply that into me being in a real uncomfortable position in my new job opportunity. And it's like, all right, well, I wasn't really good at this, but the next day I'm gonna get better at that and just keeping myself going. But not only that, my attitude has been way better. I have been more in way better moods because I'm releasing stress. I have been in more level-headed, more clearer. I don't sit around and dwell on negative things. Like, even when things may seem a little overwhelming here right now, I can honestly say that I'm able to navigate through them in a more graceful manner. So I just wanted to talk to y'all and just get that out there and just let y'all know that, like, if you're in a situation right now where you find yourself wanting to go to the next level and you wanting to step up, do that shit. And when I say do it, I mean, like, jump in that shit. Don't get, you know, you want to write a little plan on, map it out, or you want to give a little bit of bullet points or whatever to do something. But once you do that, jump into it. Because you're going to be uncomfortable no matter which way you do. You're going to be uncomfortable regardless. And you just got to fight through that. And as you go through that motion, find something that's going to keep you on track, whether it's working out, journaling, some type of activity, something that's going to not allow you to slip away and go back to your old ways. Find something transferable that will keep you in a constant flow of wanting to learn and grow and be better. Because when you sit down and you think about all the things that you want out of life, you have to really sit there and ask yourself why you're not doing it. And majority of the time is out of fear. Majority of the time is because you're attached to certain things. And we have to be mindful of what we are attached to. Some of the things that we know that's not good for us has a deep attachment. Like, even me wanting to work in this a newer job or in a bigger setting, in a bigger environment in my career field, I was attached to the idea of knowing everything. I was attached to the idea of being one of the best. I was attached to those different feelings to the point that even though I know that it was holding me back, I didn't want to let go of that status. So I held on to that. And it's the same as even when you got people who want to move out of state. Like me wanting to move out of New Jersey and I'm still here, I know what attachments I have to that is being, knowing my way around the state, knowing people, having people know me, the love and support. I'm attached to that. And having to go somewhere else where those things are not just automatically there and having to reintroduce myself or having to show and make and prove myself to people, the idea that don't feel good. And I had to be real with myself and I had to really check my ego about why I'm still in my comfort zone, because a lot of it is ego. You know? And it wasn't even like it wasn't like, oh, okay. I had to start somewhere. I wasn't always, you know, good in everything that I was doing. But once you go from, you know, decent, from good to great, and then now, you know, you have a good reputation for yourself, and to go and start over where people don't know you, it's like you could walk in there and be like, oh, I'm that bitch, like I'm popping, like I'm this, I'm that. But you have to realize some people might not think that you're that great, or some people might agree with you. But in the same token, people are not going to just sit up there and take your word for things. You're going to have to work harder to show what you're made of. And a lot of times that's what we get scared of. Or sometimes we find attachments into the things that we don't want to let go of. Our comfort zone is all about things that are attached. So when you go to the point of wanting to start something, you have to realize what you are attached to. And even in terms of when I first wanted to start blogging and podcasting and stuff, at first I had the idea for a good amount of time and I didn't want to do it because I had a certain image that I was attached to. I had a certain image that I was attached to. I was attached to being a drama girl. I was attached to being the girl that partied, the girl that you ain't really know. I was like, you know, intelligent or whatever the case may be. Like, I was attached to just being real mysterious. You didn't know nothing about me besides, you know, she cute, she be out, she party, she had fun, whatever. Like, you know, I was so attached to that facade, that I didn't want to step out of my comfort zone and start this blog, because it's like, okay, so, oh, she's smart, or she has a perspective, or she wants to change the world. Like, you know, my personality, I didn't really have, it's kind of like, I didn't want my image to go from me being like, air quote, it girl, to being like a nerd or a geek or a lame. You know what I mean? Like, those things really play a factor. So you really have to sit down and really think about all the things that you want. And when you figure out what it is that you want, you have to really ask yourself why you're not doing it. Ask yourself what you're afraid of. Ask yourself what things are attached to that fear, or what are you holding on to that you don't want to let go of in your life. And some of it might not even be things that you even need. I'm talking about things that's going to impress other people, the image that you're portraying, the way things look. Really sit down and figure that out. And when you start shedding that, you start realizing how some of that stuff don't even sound as good. You start realizing half of the time, sometimes you stay in your comfort zone because you worry about what other people think. You worry about what people think of you. So I would say start working on that and find yourself in a position to just move forward, do what you gotta do, and realize the bigger picture. And as you go through it, even if you do week by week, day by day, start looking at your progress. Start looking at how far you came. Start looking at how people are responding to you. People that you don't even know, how they respond to this version of yourself that you are becoming, or what you gravitating towards. How, like, start paying attention to how your anxiety is, or how you feel when you walk in a room, when you step outside your comfort zone. Because in the beginning, you're probably going to be a nervous wreck. In the beginning, you're probably going to be vulnerable. But as you start taking it day by day and you start getting through, you're going to start feeling better. Like, right now, where I'm at right now, I can honestly say it has been a month since all the changes that I have made as far as, like, career, like, you know, job opportunities and stuff like that, and just how I've just been navigating through life overall. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel way more confident now. I could walk inside the room and, hey, how everybody doing? Talking to people, laughing, joking around. I feel confident in my job. I still don't know everything, but I feel confident enough where I can handle it. I feel confident enough to actually speak to people and not walk with my head down. I don't feel like I need to have imposter syndrome and hide my personality, because that's what I was doing. Holding back, acting shy, and just real reserved, trying not to connect, to try to find a way to run out. Like, no, like, I actually feel like I have a place in this new job. I feel like I have a place, and I love that. Because I could have easily walked away from it. I had so many excuses why I could have. And even when it comes down to working out, even when it comes down to that, eating healthy. Like, right now, my body looks good right now. I could stop right here, right now, but I'm going to keep going, because it's about the way people are responding to me now. And it's people that I don't know. It's the way I'm responding to myself. It's the energy that I'm giving off now. It's people that I don't even know walking up to me, you're glowing. I love your energy. I love this, I love that. And it's like, not that I just need validation from other people, because I know for a fact that I'm in a way better space than I have ever been. Like, I know that. Like, I absolutely know that. But also the fact that I'm getting confirmation from other people that that's what it's doing to me. So start tracking it. Because I get off of work late. I get off of work at 4 in the morning sometimes. And I can easily, you know what, I'm tired, fuck that, I'm not going to the gym. I can easily make that excuse. I work at 2 places that serve food. The food ain't the healthiest, but I can easily be like, you know what, I'm not eating healthy. I'm about to go order some bullshit because it's right in front of me. But I literally sit up there and I look like, how much energy I have right now and how much better I'm doing right now. I'm surrounded by all my distractions around me. My distractions are very much so around me. They are not too far from me. The things that can set me back are very much so in a good amount of reach. But so are the things that's going to keep me being better. It's about what you decide to grab onto. Just as well as me working at two spots that serve food, there's still healthy choices in these places. I could choose what to order. It's about willpower. It's about what I want to. It's about that. It's about willpower. So also understand, as much as I, like I said before, when I was talking about my time in college, I cannot say that I cut off distractions. My distractions were still around me, but I was so focused on the goal that my distractions couldn't reach me. And that's where you need to be. Your distractions should not be able to reach you, because when you start tracking your progress and you start looking and seeing how much you're changing and forming into a different person, you're gonna be cool off a lot. You're gonna be cool off a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit I'm cool off right now. And I'm thankful for that, because I always wanted to be in a space where I started saying no to shit that wasn't for me. Like, my standard is different right now. Like, if it's not top tier, I don't want nothing to do with that shit. Because I'm setting a bar high for myself every day. Can't nobody half step me. Can't nobody give me no watered down bullshit. You want to be at that point where every move that you make, you know that shit is like, oh, like, damn. Like I'm taking big moves. Like, I'm a big stepper. Like, that's how you want to feel. And that's how I feel right now. Like, the next things that I have on my roster right now is up from here, because I'm challenging myself. All you gotta do is set the bar of getting out your comfort zone. So I already did two things to get out of my comfort zone. So now I'm on a roll. Now I'm learning how to navigate through my comfort zone more and more each time, because I keep putting myself in a position to step out. I keep putting myself out there. And before you know it, getting out of my comfort zone going to be so, just how easy it was for me to get attached to the idea of staying stagnant, I'm going to start getting attached to the idea of always looking for something to help me elevate. I'm going to always find a way to get out of being comfortable. It's really, and I'm not even going to say it's that simple, because it's so simple that it's so hard. But I just wanted to share that with y'all, because these last couple months, I have went through a huge transition in my life, and I found myself feeling so many different emotions. And I just wanted to just share this, because it might be somebody right now that is either currently trying to go through this, that's battling through this. And I just want to let you know that it's okay. It's okay for you to go through the motions of what it takes to get out your comfort zone. Just be gentle with yourself and just know that the other side is way better than you imagine. And don't let that negative voice in your head tell you that it's not.